Welcome back to the Roast Mortem. How's it going, guys?
How the hell are you?
How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? This is just so ridiculous.
Thank you for saying that.
It's just so ridiculous.
I'm part of this show, right? It's something.
Yeah.
A small part. I don't even know how we've gotten here. Can you give us some background, please?
So first and foremost, I've hit 100,000 followers on Instagram. Guys, thank you all for the ongoing support over the many years. And thank you. Thank you for sticking by me. And thank you for helping me grow, particularly over the last year. It's been absolutely astonishing. So, yeah, thank you. However, in a wild act of gratitude, I put out on my Instagram yesterday, I said, as a celebration of reaching 100,000 followers, I would like to do something for you. And I let the audience decide.
Lovely.
And what the audience have decided is that I have to prank this fella now who has what can only be described as apparently a crippling fear of sharks. It's totally absurd. I actually would almost, okay, to bring you up to speed, obviously we do the roasts every Sunday on my Instagram, okay? We choose a different topic, people submit whatever it is that's bothering them, we all have a laugh. There's been a woman for about 6 months now, probably 6 months, wherein we could be roasted anything from children's communions to summer holidays to Christmas clothes to Easter eggs. And she will reply to every single one, go, "Hi, Mark, not sure if it's related." It's not related. It's Christmas. It's not related. She go, "Not sure if related. My husband has an agonizing terror of sharks. Would you please prank him?" So initially when she first asked, whenever I was doing prank calls, I sort of took the piss and was like, okay, like how in God's name does that, like, hello, mate.
Yeah.
It's me, a shark. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. How do you prank somebody pretending to be a shark? Also, how like genuinely all in, how eroded is the fabric of your frontal lobe that, you know, your phone ringing and you could go, oh, who's that? No number, better fucking, it's either the guards or a shark. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Who is this? Does it sound like they're underwater? Like, it's completely absurd. How bad is the fear? Like, if the fear has reached the levels where you think that your phone ringing could be a shark on the other end of the line, your goose, or the end of the fishing line. So I had a slider thinking that that was the end of it. And yes, by the way, I did my due diligence to make sure that she is like a legitimate person and she also doesn't have some form of like shark-related brain injury, which is why she's asking,
yes.
Okay, on a repeat basis. However, because lots of people say this, you shouldn't be making fun of her. She obviously clearly cares about the husband. I'm like, oh, do you know what? Like, what is this? Can we not laugh at anything anymore?
That's actually very serious.
No, but genuinely, I had messages like that going, I'm sorry, I usually like your stuff, but I have to say, like, with this one, it just feels a bit mean-spirited. The woman clearly, like, do you real? What page do you think this is on Instagram? The podcast is the weekly roast. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're having fun with each other, at each other. That's the way that we work here. Anyway, ever since then, she has been on to me every single week. Please, will you ring my husband? Terrified of sharks. It keeps him up at night. I looked at where they live. They live in the Midlands in Ireland.
Ah, of course.
If, you know, from Instagram. So to say the
not,
chances...
Not a coastal town.
Do you know what I mean? To say that next to Switzerland,
yes.
I can't think of anybody more safe on the planet from a shark attack than somebody living in the Midlands of Ireland. Wherein even the shark, I don't need to explain to you that the chances of an Irish person dying of a shark attack are my news. So anyway, this is what you've asked for. The problem is we only get one shot at this. Because just to let you know, whenever we do prank calls, the reasons why we can't do them very often, we spend around 4 hours recording and we might get two phone calls because yeah. 90% of the people that we ring don't answer the phone. The other 10% are like, some of them just hang up. Then of that 10%, some of them get angry and threaten to sue us. So very much at the end of the day, we only have like two left that have actually given their approval and consent for us to release. So that's why we don't do them very often. However, if you'd like us to prank somebody that you know, send us their details and we will get it going. We only get one shot.
And let's be honest, you have the capacity to be great at pranks, but...
It's a knife edge.
I feel like you're going to struggle with this one to hold your nerve.
This is... Yeah.
Da-da, like,
it's... I don't know. Okay. Yeah. I think, accent-wise, I think the way to set this up is, right, I think the way to set this up is that I am ringing the guy, because I can't ring and pretend to be a shark. That's fucking absurd, okay? I can't ring and say, oh, we're filming Jaws, nothing like that. Yeah. I think I ring him and I pretend that he has won some sort of a competition.
Okay.
Like for Bauer Media.
Right.
And that, get him giddy.
Lovely.
Get him excited.
Yeah.
Say we're flying him to find out where the biggest aquarium in Europe is.
Okay.
Right. And we'll say that he's won a trip to France or wherever. I think it could be La Rochelle.
Oh.
Great aquarium in La Rochelle, actually. Oh. Been there many years ago. But we could say we're flying him to France, get him giddy, and then the sort of shell shock moment be like, and of course the prize is you're getting to dive with sharks in Europe's largest aquarium.
You're going to do an air in a shark tank.
Now, he can't be driving because I don't actually... If this guy does have a terrifying fear of sharks, I don't want him to crash the car.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
I feel like that's the way to do it. Just to give you an example, Michael, before we go on.
Mm.
If you want an example of how bad these pranks went, we tried to do some last week. I rang this woman who's a party planner.
The petting zoo.
The petting zoo. It's just like... We'll just play it, will we?
Yeah, I think so.
We rang this woman who owns a petting zoo, and of course I rang, and the only thing that could come into my head is, can I just get an
just to be weird
myself, like just to do things. It's just, I'm sorry. Basically, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry in advance of ringing Shark Guy. We need to up our game. We need to up the ante. Have a listen to this first.
Hello?
Hello there, ringing about the petting zoo?
Oh, I'm sorry, I actually don't have any animals. I do kids' entertainment, but it's not live animals.
So what sort of entertainment is it?
Balloons and magic tricks and face painting and mini discos and things like that. Reptile zoo.
Reptiles with real snakes?
Yeah. I think it's called Jungle Dave.
Okay. But for your balloons, do you make the balloons look like the animals?
Yeah.
What sort of animals?
dogs. Monkey dogs.
Okay.
Dogs, swords, yeah. Flowers, butterflies.
Okay. And the disco, what sort of disco are we talking?
So who's the party for?
Myself.
What age group?
Well, I'll be 50.
Okay, yeah, and are there kids going to be there?
No, Jesus, no, I've no kids, I'm single.
Oh, sorry, I've no use. Yeah, I am a kids entertainer.
Oh, I thought you were an entertainer who was also a kid. I'm sorry.
Are you having a good day?
No, I'm not. It's gone terribly. Oh, no, you can't.
No,
oh, God. I actually am cringing at that texture immediately, please. I thought you were... I'm a children's entertainer. I thought you were an entertaining child. One-on-one. No, it's just... Oh, God. I actually cringe listening back to that. No, it's just me. I just thought it's actually no. Anyway, this needs to go better.
It will.
This, yeah. How is it that I'm 30? 2 years ago, I released a best-selling book.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, there you go. You're off, chief. You'll get a Pulitzer by the time you're 40. Now I'm in a studio and I'm bringing somebody pretending to be a fucking shark. Just, what is that?
Like swishing through the water.
Sharks don't do that. They're not flying. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, I think it's time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for the 100,000 followers. If you're not following my Instagram, click the link below at Megan Mark. As you know, sorry, I did a lovely post, by the way.
Mm.
Thanking everybody.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Oh.
Fucking nowhere to be seen.
Jesus.
I was thinking 100,000, okay, 100,000 followers, do a lovely post thanking everyone for the support. Mm. That should surely do 100,000 likes.
Ah.
1,000 likes.
Oh.
Good stuff.
1%.
You know the rules, guys. In order for me to commercially capitalize on the listenership, I need to post more frequently on social media and you need to engage with these posts. So, if you're listening to this podcast, comment under it something like, well done on the 100k mark, delighted to be part of your awe-inspiring journey. And then I can get some fucking brand deals. And then we can do more free shit, like ring up guys pretending to be sharks. Nevertheless.
Oh.
Let's do it.
Cool.
I have to get this right.
Yes. Take a breath.
Let me breathe now.
Yes,
this is because if I fluff this, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. Give back Rosie.
Oh.
No.
That's not how that
That's
works.
That's not. No, no. If I fluff this, it's completely over.
Will you do me one favor?
Go on.
Don't hang up.
Can I do the accent?
No, absolutely not.
I think you have won a prize. Good morning, you have won an excellent prize. I am calling from the lottery. No, you can't do that. No. I want to say you are swimming with the shark. Mm. You are going down. It is like a scuba. You want to do the scuba? You want to? Well, you won the La Rochelle. La Rochelle. I cannot believe you have won the prize. You are the prize winner of the week. No?
No.
What accent?
Anything but.
Anything? Okay.
Literally but. Anything but.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Breathe now, breathe, breathe. I'm getting giddy. Hold on. Okay. Hello there. No, that's bananas.
How you doing?
No. No, no. Bonjour. French, because it's French.
Yeah,
Ukrainian.
I think so.
You have won the prize? No, but why would a French person be working for an Irish radio station who's given them, by the way, a prize of a trip to... No, it has to be like...
You do like that generic Dublin radio host.
Hey, how's it going, lads? Welcome back to the Jimbo Jambo Scumbo Scambo. I'm very unfunny. I don't have any talent, but I do lots of voices like this. So that's the way I build a career. Morning, you old messers. How the fucking weekend? Everybody only the weekend. Oh, Jesus, what time is it now? It's only fucking 4.5 weeks to the weekend. Let's get the razzer matazzer on. Just shoot me. That's people go, oh, you should do the radio. I'd be terrible at the radio. Pretending to be happy. All the time. Couldn't do it. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, welcome back to the... Jesus, Zendaya got married on the weekend. Dua Lipa. Room for one more on the honeymoon. No, your wife left you. Jesus, I went down to Dalymount Beach on my honeymoon. No, you didn't. Stop trying to pretend to be more relatable than you really are. Okay. Now I'm angry. Let's do the prank, okay?
Do the prank.
I don't believe it.
Hello.
Who is that, Connell?
Yeah, speaking.
Connell, it's Razzer Murtaza here calling from the afternoon show here in Bauer Media Ireland. You've just won an absolutely unbelievable prize.
From where?
It's Tony Malone here calling you from Bauer Media Ireland, and you've just won an absolutely sensational prize. Your wife, Audrey, do you have a wife, Audrey, do you?
I do, yeah.
She's put you up for an absolutely unbelievable prize, and it's going to be, you're going to be going out to Dublin Airport in the next couple of weeks. We're going to fly you over. You've got a holiday. You've tripped to France. You're the afternoon bull dangler for us, and it's going to be the greatest trip of all time. The two of you, all expenses paid for 2 nights in La Rochelle in the south of France.
Jesus. All right, I mean, that sounds...
The greatest part of it is, though, of course, is that not only are you going to get to go to France, and we'll have a hotel, I think it's the Le Triton Hotel there on the beach with the lovely view of the Strand and the beaches, but, like, we've got a day trip planned for you, and you get to go into the La Rochelle Aquarium, where they've got the world's biggest shark tank, and you can dive with the sharks, and we're actually going to get you in there for an hour with the sharks. Feeding hour.
Look, France sounds amazing. This sounds deadly, but
you okay there, Connell?
The day trip things.
You have to swim with the sharks in order to accept the prize. That's the only, that is the only rule, so.
Yeah, I'm not going in with any fucking.
Oh, fuck! I'm so sorry! There's no sharks! There's no prize! I just hung up on him! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, God! Oh no, call him back, man. Call him back and apologize. I am so sorry. The fear. The day trip's out. Oh no. Oh my God, I'm actually shaking. I was so close to going at the very beginning. What did I say? The Razzmatazz. Oh no. Oh fuck. You could actually hear the voice, the panic when he was like, hold on, the trip sounds great.
Sorry. Well, you have to go.
You have to go in at feeding time as well. Like, come on. He won't sleep for a fucking week. Oh, no. That is the greatest thing.
You've stuck the landing.
That is, there's no pranks.
There was
ever.
A wobble. There was a wobble.
There was a few. Man, there were more wobbles. That phone call was about as consistent as the person who betted money on the future of Dubai chocolate. Do you know what I mean? There's no way you can lose popularity. Don't know what that reference is. Anyway, oh no. Oh. Amazing.
Well done.
Well done. I sort of wish
back.
You... I sort of, we're
back.
We're back, baby. I sort of wish I was giving him a holiday now or something. Oh, fuck. You need to ring him, man.
Okay.
Ring him. I'm so bad. He's texting me back. Oh, fuck. Who is this? Oh, God. The poor guy. I didn't even say my name is Finn McGill. I was supposed to say my name is Finn McGill.
Oh, it was word for word perfect.
I was going to say we try somebody else. Nobody else has a fear of sharks, Mark. Welcome back to Shark Megan's Weekly Roast. How's it going, sharks? How the swell are you? How are your sharks? And of course, shower. Let's go. There you go. So, roast mortem, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the 100,000 followers. If you're not following, follow now. And we'll see you next week. Well, we'll see you tomorrow for Sauce on the Side. Let's go.